Money, welcome to Morning Prayer. It's the Tuesday, the 28th of July, 2020. Light the candle and take a deep breath, put everything down that is bothering us, troubling us, and prepare to see God's vision for our lives. Let's pray together. O Lord, open our lips.
Our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your infirmities, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with faithful love and compassion, who satisfies you with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle's. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses and his works to the children of Israel. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom has dominion over all. Bless the Lord, you angels of his, you mighty ones who do his bidding and hearken to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Glory to the Father, and
the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
now, and forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. And Susan's going to read our psalms, starting with Psalm 5. So I don't know what happened to Psalm 4.
Not suitable. You, O Lord, will bless the righteous. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my lamentation. Hearken to the voice of my crying, my King and my God. For to you I make my prayer. In the morning, Lord, you will hear my voice. Early in the morning, I make my appeal to you and look up. For you are the God who takes no pleasure in wickedness. No evil can dwell with you. Boastful cannot stand in your sight. You hate all those that work wickedness. You destroy those who speak lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful the Lord will abhor. But as for me, through the greatness of your mercy, I will come to your house. I will bow down towards your holy temple in awe of you. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. For there is no truth in their mouth, in their heart is destruction. Their throat is an open sepulchre, and they flatter with their tongue. Punish them, O God, let them fall through their own devices. Because of their many transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them sing out their joy forever. You will shelter them, so that those who love your name may exult in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous, and with your favour you will defend them as a shield. You, O Lord, will bless the righteous. Lord, protect us from the deceit of flattering tongues and lying lips. Give us words of life which speak your truth and bless your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Psalm 6. Turn again, O Lord, and deliver my soul. O Lord, rebuke me not in your wrath, neither chasten me in your fierce anger. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am weak. Lord, heal me, for my bones are racked. My soul also shakes with terror. How long, O Lord, how long? Turn again, O Lord, and deliver my soul. Save me for your loving mercy's sake. For in death no one remembers you, and who can give you thanks in the grave? I'm weary with my groaning. Every night I drench my pillow and flood my bed with tears. My eyes are wasted with grief and worn away because of all my enemies. Depart from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. All my enemies shall be put to shame and confusion. They shall suddenly turn back in their shame. Turn again, O Lord, and deliver my soul. Lord Jesus Christ, may the tears shed in your earthly life be balm for all who weep, and may the prayers of your pilgrimage give strength to all who suffer, for your mercy's sake. Psalm 8. O Lord our Governor, how glorious is your name in all the world. Your majesty above the heavens is praised, out of the mouths of babes at the breast. You have found a stronghold against your foes, your might still, that you might still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and stars that you have ordained, what is man that you should be mindful of him, the son of man that you should seek him out? You have made him a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands and put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever moves in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Governor, how glorious is your name in all the world. We bless you, Master of the heavens, for the wonderful order which enfolds this world. Grant that your whole creation may find fulfillment in the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, our Saviour.
Glory
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen. And then Fiz is going to read 1 Samuel 10:17 to the end.
Samuel summoned the people to the Lord at Mizpah and said to them, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt and I rescued you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hands of all the kingdoms that were oppressing you. But today you have rejected your God who saves you from all your calamities and your disasters. And you've said no, but set a king over us. Now, therefore, present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your clans. Then Samuel brought all the tribes of Israel in the air, and the tribe of Benjamin was taken by lot. He brought the tribe of Benjamin near by its families, and the family of the Matrites was taken by lot. Finally, he brought the family of the Matrites near man by man, and Saul, the son of Kish, was taken by lot. But when they sought him, he could not be found. So they inquired again of the Lord, did the man come here? And the Lord said, see, he's hidden himself among the baggage. Then they ran and brought him from there. When he took his stand among the people, he was head and shoulders taller than any of them. Samuel said to all the people, do you see the one whom the Lord has chosen? There is no one like him among all the people. And all the people shouted, long live the king. Samuel told the people the rights and duties of the kingship, and he wrote them in a book and laid it up before the Lord. Then Samuel sent all the people back to their homes. Saul also went to his home at Gibeah, and with him went warriors whose hearts God had touched. But some worthless fellow said, how can this man save us? They despised him and brought him no present, but he held his peace. Now Nahash, king of the Ammonites, had been grievously oppressing the Gadites and the Reubenites. He would gouge out the right eye of each of them and would not grant Israel a deliverer. No one was left of the Israelites across the Jordan whose right eye Nahash, king of the Ammonites, had not gouged out. But there were 7,000 men who had escaped from the Ammonites and had entered Jabesh Gilead.
And we'll find out tomorrow what happens next. A bit of a cliffhanger, that one. So we might find more out about the Ammonites tomorrow. Can we do the Song of Peace?
Spirit of God, teach us your ways and we may walk in the paths of peace.
Come, let us go up to the mountain of God, to the house of the God of Jacob, that God may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. For the law shall go out from Zion and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. God shall judge between the nations and shall mediate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O people of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Glory to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit. as it was in the beginning,
is
now and shall be forever. Amen.
Spirit of God, teach us your ways that we may walk in the paths of peace.
And then Stephen's going to read Luke 22, 31 to 38. You're muted, Stephen.
Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. And he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you have denied three times that you know me. He said to them, when I sent you out without a purse, bag or sandals, did you lack anything? They said, no, not a thing. He said to them, but now the one who has a purse must take it, and likewise a bag, and the one who has no sword must sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you, this scripture must be fulfilled in me. And he was counted among the lawless. And indeed, what is written about me is being fulfilled. They said, look, look, here are two swords. He replied, it's enough.
Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law.
Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law.
Lead me in the path of your commandments.
That I may see the wonders of your law.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law.
And we do the song of Christ's glory.
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Christ Jesus was in the form of God, but he did not cling to equality with God. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and was born in our human likeness. Being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Glory to the Father.
To the Father.
And to the Son. And to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
And it being Tuesday, we're going to do our meditation that requires sort of prayer, but with imagination. This one is called the ascent. Not ascending as going upwards, assenting as in saying yes. So this one's about saying yes to God, I suppose, the ascent. Okay, let's get our imaginations out and pray together. I recall the words of Jesus as he left the supper room. So that the world may know I love the Father, let us go. To love the Father, that for Jesus meant surrender to his will at every moment. I look at this surrender in his passion. He seems to have had a premonition of the kind of death that would be his. I see him sitting all alone some days before his death, reviewing every detail of his suffering, and to each of those events foreseen by him, I hear him say, "Let it be done." I contemplate the passion of humanity, the countless faces ravaged by depression, loneliness and fear, and the bodies racked with pain, the accidents and hospitals and concentration camps and torture chambers. And at each scene, I hear Christ saying to his Father, "Let it be done." Each time I find myself revolting at this spectacle of suffering, I recall the revolt of Jesus in his agony. And even while I do all in my power to take away the suffering, I learn like him to say, "Let it be done." Finally, I look at my own life, at everything in it that is meaningless and wasteful and frustrating, at all the suffering I have had, whether caused by me or others, or just by life itself. And as each scene appears before my mind, I say, let it be done. I look into the vast, uncertain future, into my passion and my death. And to everything that lies in store for me, I say, let it be done. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil and keep us in eternal life.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.